Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
We want to know what you are completely obsessed with right now, whatever it might be. 1-800-947-3979. Could be small, could be big, whatever it is for you. Okay?
Yeah.
Any of you have something?
Yes. I am obsessed with getting the smells and stains out of my son's Buick.
The sword.
Oh my gosh, because that was a hand-me-down we inherited. He just turned 16. He needed a first car, and the timing worked out well. We got access to my grandmother, who has been gone for about 8 years now, I think, her 1997 Buick LeSabre. Mm-hmm. And but after the time she passed away, my aunt took possession of it and was not afraid of smoking in it. And so, and at some point, she must have spilled a big coffee or espresso or something, because there was like stains all over the floor, and, but clearly like coffee or cocoa, like something like that.
Not like sex.
No, definitely not sex stains. Oh. So it just reeked, and there were, and so it had sat dormant for like the last 5 years in a garage with half smoked cigarette butts in it, which, and then there was stuff in the trunk too that was like, there was like, so like potting soil and some gloves and some fertilizer, so it's just like, oh, it's like putrid. And so I
what a ride you got this kid.
Yeah,
huh?
So we got the interior pretty clean, actually. It looks pretty good. I put a lot of elbow grease into that and used a lot of microfiber towels and cleaning agents, but the trunk is a disaster. I've been ripping out the carpet. And I ripped out, you know, they put that insulation in there that's like multicolored foam or whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I ordered new stuff of that. I got a new mat that I'm cutting into the right shape to put in there.
This is awful.
But I'm obsessed with making it seem like as new as possible, because I wanted to just get a car detailer, but then I started to get into it and I go, I can't hand this over now. I need all the credit.
Oh, yeah.
I need to be the guy who does it. So that's my obsession.
Kelly, you obsessed with anything?
The Summer I Turned Pretty, that teenage drama that all teenagers are watching and loving.
Oh,
right
I saw
now.
That on Netflix.
Oh my God, I binged all 3 seasons while we were on vacation.
3 seasons?
Yeah. Well, I started it last summer when I was on vacation and it was pouring down rain a couple days and I was out of the country. So I was like, what do I do while it's pouring down rain in a beachy place? So I had started the first like 2 or 3 episodes over a couple days. And then over vacation, each night I'd fall asleep watching it, and I'd find myself like, oh, I watched 2 episodes last night, fell asleep, and I binged it. The Summer I Turned Pretty. And I mean, it is made for people who are teenagers and early 20s, and right. I loved every second of it, every second of it. All of the 3 like main characters are just, you know, teenagers going through first loves and second loves. One girl is a brother lover. She's in love with both with 2 brothers. She can't make up her damn mind.
Oh, not her brother.
Not her brothers,
no,
like
she's
Roman.
With her brother, but
yeah.
Her brother
a lover
is one of the
brothers.
Yeah, she's
not
a, lover
a brother,
brother
lover. Yeah, yeah.
But she's making love to brothers. And okay. Oh my God, right. I am just so envious of her. Like if I was 17 again, I would love to be caught between a brother sandwich. Not my brothers.
Understood.
But brothers that I could make love to.
Steve?
2 things, BMX
and
old clips of The Sopranos.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that your TikTok algorithm now?
Exactly. Mm. And everyone, I sit there and I watch and I try to remember like, oh yeah, what happened in this show? What happened in this episode? What was the plot line going on? So the more that you watch, the more they feed you. And it's, yeah, that's basically, if you scroll through my feed right now, it's just like guy doing a crazy trick on a bike. Tony, you know, fighting with Christopher about something.
That's pretty good. Maitland?
I got two things.
Okay.
My cat. He's been real funny lately. His fur is growing back after his bad haircut that he came to me with.
Yes.
So he just looks extra cute and fluffy, and he's been goofy lately. He loves bags. Like just any empty bag. Yeah. He's the cat.
Typical cat.
Typical cat.
Stereotype
like,
of
if
cat.
If I fits,
yeah.
I sits, whatever. Mm-hmm. But no bag is safe around Ziggy. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is Sabrina Carpenter's new album, Man's Best Friend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, I can't stop.
Really?
And then even listening to it on shuffle feels weird because she recommended that you listen to it in order because it does kind of tell a little bit of a story or there's like references to earlier songs in it. And I've listened to it so many times now that now I'm listening to it just to try to like come up with storylines and stuff or just figure out the little details. Mm-hmm. Like at one point I felt like such a genius. I felt like a Swiftie when they pick up on all those crazy Easter eggs and come up with all the weird theories that mm-hmm. are a little too, what is the word, parasocial.
Yeah.
But there's one song where she's talking about like when she's drinking, she really wants to call people. And she's like, could be John or Larry. And I'm like, why would she pick those names? Like, she's 25.
I was going to say, like, yeah, those are older names from my generation.
Because they rhyme with her ex's names, Sean and Barry.
Boom.
I see.
There it is.
I see. Do fans of Sabrina Carpenter have a nickname like the fan club, like Swifties or the Little Monsters,
I think
like
Gaga
Hat or
the Carpenters?
I think it's Carpenters, yeah.
Just no. The Carpenters.
Yeah, not she carps. Wore that shirt that said Jesus was a carpenter.
Yeah.
Referring to him like as a fan base, but also
that's
biblically
funny.
Accurate.
Yeah.
His
yeah.
name was Jesus Carpenter.
Joe in Nashville, what are you obsessed with right now?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm obsessed with the carnivore diet. It has hit my life drastically.
Really?
It has made me lose a lot of weight. It's been fantastic.
So is that you eat meats and what else?
Just meats.
Just
meats.
Is that like Liver King stuff?
Hold on. Let's go back. Proteins. So beef, chicken, fish, eggs.
It's sort of like healthy pork. Atkins, right? Because that's the Atkins
without, like,
diet
the bacon
was,
fat.
Was just don't eat carbs, but you could right. eat any. So you could like when we did it, I lost weight. Making a pound of hamburger and putting a bunch of shredded cheese in it with bacon,
yeah.
mixing it together like some sort of weird, you know,
soup.
Well, not even soup, like a salad.
Yeah.
Like a potato salad.
His heart stopped 7 times.
Yeah,
but
I
lost weight.
20 pounds doing it. But the carnivore diet is the same, but
without
healthy
the fat,
foods.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Without the garbage.
Yeah.
All right. What else are you obsessed with?
I am. I took my toddler to Disney last year. And since that day, I have been totally obsessed as a Disney dad.
Really?
So we're going on a cruise next week, a Disney cruise line. And it's just, it's all over my feeds. Like you said, Steve, it's mm-hmm. constantly, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Every app I pull up, Disney, carnivore diet, Disney.
Joe,
like, what? And
are
I
you obsessed enough with Disney that if your toddler, what I think is 3 now, all of a sudden yep. was like, I don't like Disney anymore. I like whatever, as toddlers are prone to do. Would you be sad?
Yes, very.
Yeah.
You know, I conditioned him as a baby, pretty much, mm-hmm. to like Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
Because I knew I was going to be a Disney dad.
Okay. So you indoctrinated your
wow.
child. With propaganda.
Oh, of course I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
all parents
with
do it.
The House of the Mouse.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, really, all parents do indoctrinate their children in some way.
Well, in some way. Yeah, in some way.
Tim's in New York. Hi, Tim.
How we doing, kids?
Good. What are you obsessed with?
Well, I collect for my grandson. That's the excuse I use.
Yes.
1/64 scale cars, like Hot Wheels, Matchbox, Johnny Lightning, Auto World, the real high-end ones.
Okay.
And he's 3.5 years old. I started collecting when I found out my daughter was pregnant for him. And he is up to almost 700 cars and probably about $8,000
oh
worth
my
of
God.
Cars.
Is he allowed to play with them?
He will be when he realizes he can play with them and not throw them at his little brother.
Yeah.
But they are all, he's got his own car room. They're all on shelves. Every single one of them's open except for a couple very limited cars. But when he goes into the room, the first thing he says is, wow. Every time.
Tim, have you ever seen the movie, The Lego Movie?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, you're like President Business. You won't let the kid play with the good Legos.
Yeah, yeah, they got to be up high.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, he can. He's got his own collection of, you know, older Hot Wheels and stuff that, you know, just for him to play with. But these ones, yeah, I don't even let my wife touch them.
And I'm guessing she does not care about this.
She doesn't care, but she's the one who paid off the house, so her excuse is technically it's my room.
Yeah, well, that's.
So, yeah, it's going to be an ongoing battle for a long time.
It is. Thank you, Tim.
giving my son years ago some of my old Matchbox cars. I still had a few. I didn't have a huge collection, but I had a few. And it's crazy to look at the bottom of them. One, they're more detailed. And two, they say made in USA, which is mind-blowing.
Wow. Yeah.
You know? Or made in Canada or something. Yeah.
As a kid, most were Taiwan or whatever.
Well, especially, yeah, as time went on, it was Japan, you know, then Taiwan, then now everything's just China. But
I've been, nobody asked me, but I'm pretty obsessed currently, not proud of it, but trying to get the best horse on Red Dead Redemption. It's a wild stallion that lives in the northern mountains.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It is cold, like, to get up there. It is hard to pack enough supplies, sure, yeah. And then there's bounty hunter camps up there, wild animals, and it's a white Arabian stallion that is wild. So I've gotten close to it three times, and you calm it, try to just be cool, and then as soon as you're ready, mount it! And it bucks me off, and last time it kicked me in the head and my teeth fell out.
Oh, no.
Well, I assume they fell out because I was dead.
No. It's terrible.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't really matter,
yeah,
right? I
mean, yeah.
Were you red dead?
Probably in the face.
Redeemed?
No. So then, you respawn, and you ride back, and it's not in the same spot anymore.
Yeah,
so
no, now,
and it's
moved.
White. And it's always snowing at the top of this mountain. It's very difficult to see.
What's the horse's name?
It doesn't have a name. I haven't caught it yet.
It's just Wild Stallion right now, no, like his favorite fictional band.
Does a deer, if you see it on the side of the road, have a name? No, it does not.
Yeah, I was just asking. I didn't know if you had named it yet or if it was like the elusive buttercup or something. I don't know.
The elusive buttercup. The Wild Stallion.
I'm going to call
it the Mountain Stallion Buttercup.
Right now it's called the Phantom Nut. I don't know where it comes from and I don't know where it went.
I know something else that you're obsessed with. It's constantly
what Hot Wings?
Constantly changing the shape of the way the hair comes out of your head, and not just on the top, all of it. Your goatee on, goatee off, slight mustache.
I haven't had a goatee in a long time.
Well, but so it's an ongoing obsession.
I had a goatee in 2007.
It's an ongoing obsession with changing the way the hair comes out.
Yeah,
of your
if
head.
I find something that works, I might stay with it. But so far, it's been one disaster after another. Every day in the mirror is 9/11 for me. You know how it is.
I do.
I'm gross.
I do, yeah.
And I'm trying to find a way for the hair to degross me. Mission not accomplished, according to everyone. Yesterday, I walked in to pick up one of my boys for lunch. And I'm waiting in the office. He walks through the door. It's me, two nice ladies who work in the school office, and him. The door is not even closed behind him yet. And he goes, wow, bedhead much?
Oh, no.
And the lady behind the desk goes, I don't think it looks like bedhead. And he goes, yeah, but he used to try hard.
Whoa. Bow and arrow sound effects.
Yeah, right?
Kids are the worst.
Yeah. And he didn't do it to be mean. He did it because he thought it was funny.
Yeah. No,
which
just
I actually respect more than when it was just like, because, you know, at kids are certain level of honesty. Mm-hmm. He was still being honest, but he did it to get the laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Is that better?
No, he's.
No, that's just mean.
He was purposefully mean. Yeah.
All right. What are you obsessed with?
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.